Hey guys, welcome back to Camping with Ben. Today's episode is season 1, episode 9, and we're talking about the Alps Mountaineering Cot. So this goes around $55 on Amazon. I got this a couple years back, and it still works fine. No rips, no tears, no nothing. So let's talk more about this cot. So the maximum weight capacity is 250 pounds, so that's how heavy it can withstand until it, like, breaks. The weight of this is 9.5 pounds, so it's 9 pounds and 5 ounces. For me, I'm not going to take this on hiking. I wouldn't suggest you guys taking this on hiking. It's pretty hard to put in your pack because the dimensions of the carry bag is 34 by 9 by 2, but it might be manageable for other packs. So what are the dimensions of the actual like camping cot? So this cot, the real dimensions are for the cot is 74 by 30 by 7.5 inches. So having that 7.5 inches off the ground makes a pretty big difference if you're putting this in a tent. So people that do this in tents, make sure that the level of your tent is actually higher, because then you might be hitting your head on top of the tent and that won't be good. Let's talk about what it's made out of, like what's the materials. So the material of the actual like sheet, like the fabric where you're actually sitting on, is going to be 600D polyester fabric, which is pretty good for fabric. So let's talk about now the frame. So the frame is a strong steel frame. I have mine right here. I'm actually like sitting on it just doing my podcast. It fits, it works. I'm not sure if everybody likes the size of it or wants this huge of a cot, but it's really not that big. It's just a little bit smaller of a twin-sized bed. So yeah, so it fits in the carry bag, and yes, a lot of people are asking me, how big is the carry bag? Does it come with a carry bag? And like, what does it look like? So the carry bag is just like the same color and everything as the actual cot, which is green for that nice camping vibe. This fits in a 34 by 9 by 2 carry bag. Let's talk about now like features and details. So because it's a steel frame, it is very durable, but it can be a little like heavy. So that's why it's the 9.3 pounds. Yes, it is. The carry bag is included, everything like that. It's good for on the go because it's easy to set up. I just set it up in maybe a minute, maybe like 2 minutes. Things about it that's a little hard. So on the actual piece of like the fabric, the 600D fabric, putting these the poles on is kind of hard. It's easy to set it up, but just to put it in the actual, like, little flap they have, it's a little difficult, but it takes very little time to put it in. Yes, it has a lifetime warranty. Yeah, I still have that thing, the lifetime warranty, so if it does get dents or anything, or scratches, or rips, you can just send them in and they'll send you a new one. So the package weight of the actual like package is 4.67 kilograms. This is a really, really good cot, and this does go for $54. $54 for this cot, that's the cheaper end of cots, because usually if you want a really lightweight for like, say $150 to $250 for a really good lightweight cot, that would be probably less than 2 pounds, which is really cool. Because I've seen some with carbon fiber, Which, if you don't know me, I kind of like carbon fiber, the look and everything. That's pretty much it about this cot. I'm going to make another episode after you watch this short 30-second ad. And after that 30-second ad, then you'll hear about this really, really nice lightweight one. So stay tuned for that. Hey guys, what's going on? After that 30-second ad I made, which is kind of cringy to be honest, we're back with another cot. This is going to be the last cot we're going to be reviewing for this small podcast. So this is a $230 cot. You might thinking that is a lot of money, which it is for a cot. But wait until you hear that, how light it is. It is a 2.6 pounds. That is really, really good. And why it's good is because, you know, 2.6 pounds, if you're having a cot that feels really, really good, then I think that's a win-win. $230 on Amazon for a Therm-a-Rest. It's made by Therm-a-Rest, by the way, just like I said. It's really good. The color, there's only one color. It's reflective green. More another like camping vibe. You can put it on the grass in your tent. How many like pegs it has? It has 12. 6 on each side. And what is the material and like what's everything about it? So this is a type of fabric, which I think's pretty cool. The design is a Cascade design. That's the manufacturer, if you want to know that. It's made in, the model is 2017, if you want to know that. What is the dimensions, you probably are asking? 72 by 4 by 24. And that's for the actual box that comes in. How long and everything. So this fits a twin size. It's about a twin size bed. Just a little, it's not as wide as a twin size bed, but it still works really, really well. So you guys are asking right now, when is the next season going to be? So in actually like 2 or 3 more episodes, we're going to start season 2. Just a sneak peek if you're even still listening to this. It's going to be all about the sleeping bags. That's right, sleeping bags. There's a ton. A lot of people don't know what are the good sleeping bags and everything. And we're probably going to start at least one of those episodes today. So stay tuned for that. So let's get started. So we already heard about that, everything. How many reviews? What are the reviews? A lot of people have said good things. So it's a 4.5 star reviews. Lightweight got 4.6 stars. The comfortable had 4 stars. And thickness was 3.6. I think that's reasonable because I've tested one of these out. So, yeah, how many crossbars? It has 12. It does not touch the ground. Let's read a review on Amazon. Okay, good lightweight cot, but needs a sleeping pad. That's what we're going to also be talking about right now. So, sleeping pads, if you're going to have a cot, always have a sleeping pad. Some people don't think that's a good thing to do, but you should always have a sleeping pad. So I'm also going to tell you what a good sleeping pad would be for your cot if you buy this one. So a good Therm-a-Rest, it's also made by Therm-a-Rest, which I think is a really good brand. Not sure about you, but this is a Therm-a-Rest self-inflating camping pad. This is ultralight, it's trail light self-inflating, which I think is pretty cool. And we've talked about before the R value. So the R value is 3.2, which means you're about for 3 seasons. So this is a 3 season camping pad. What's the size? So the size is 20 by 72 by 1.5. That's pretty good. This is $80. This is one of those more expensive ones. So you're looking at $86 including shipping. What is the material? This material is polyester and it works really well. And it's, thermarest. Item weight. How much is it? Like, how heavy is it? It is a 14.72 ounce weight, so that's pretty good. So it's heavier than one of the sleeping pads we reviewed earlier in our podcast. And, what it is, so, like, what does it look like? Because this is a podcast and this is an episode, you can't see it. So it has these little bumps in, like, it's really hard to explain. So it has these bumps in a, like, arrow formation, and there's, like, a ton of them. But it looks really good. There's only one color that is basically gray. It's light gray, but it looks nice. Why would you buy this? If you're getting the cot and this, that's going to be looking for probably $350, $360 for that bundle if you get that. But it's still pretty good. If you're using cots, and a lot of people have this, like, small, like, thing, like, are you gonna bring a pillow? Are you not gonna bring a pillow? And what are you gonna use for a pillow? Usually some people just use a stuff sack for their pillow at night, or just using some of their clothes that they're gonna wear tomorrow. Oh, and that's a good thing. So we'll be talking about where to store your clothes in the next season. Hint, hint. It's really weird and also super cool. If you're going to use a pillow, use a My Pillow. We're going to also talk about that in next season. But My Pillows are super, super good. And that's about it for this episode. Please support me again. It's really, really helpful. I only have one supporter that gives me $1. Not saying that's bad, but it's really good. Please have other people support me too. It helps a lot. Why to support me? It's because then I can actually pay for new products to review. This is an important thing because if I don't have money to review, that means no podcast. And if there's no podcast, then you guys can't listen to my podcast. So basically, help me out a little bit. And see you guys next time.